Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we take a virtual walk down a famous street found in almost every land on the planet. The children's television show Sesame Street turns 40 years old.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away.
More than 40 years ago, a group of television educators, child development experts, and artists gathered to develop a revolutionary television program. Their goal was to make a television show that would teach young children about subjects like reading and math in a way that was entertaining and fun to watch. The show was also aimed at providing children from low-income families with additional preparation for school.
Abkadabki Jekyllmanopkerstuwix is, it's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadabki Jekyllmanopkerstuwix is, I wish I knew exactly what I mean.
Sesame Street was first broadcast on November 10th, 1969. It was produced by a nonprofit group called the Children's Television Workshop, today called the Sesame Workshop. Money for developing the program came from private foundations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the United States government. The show combines animation, music, large puppets, and human actors to create a series of funny and creative lessons. Some of the most famous characters on the show include Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, and Bert and Ernie. Puppet maker Jim Henson created these lovable and funny characters. Research is an important part of what made Sesame Street special. The show's creators studied the children they were targeting very carefully to understand how to best keep them entertained and learning. When the show first aired, some of its creators were not sure it would last one season. But 40 years later, Sesame Street is the longest-running children's television program in the United States.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
As part of its 40-year anniversary, Sesame Street had an extra special guest on its show. First Lady Michelle Obama showed a group of children and Big Bird how to plant seeds. She explained that the seeds would grow into vegetables, which are healthy and good to eat.
Hi, everyone. We are here digging up soil because we're about to plant a garden.
Yeah. So we can grow our very own food.
Right. We're planting vegetables like these right here.
Michelle Obama also had a message to the many parents who watched the show with their children. She said parents can help their children do things to have healthy lives.
If you want your child to have healthy habits, practice healthy habits too, because you're your child's best role model.
There have been many other famous guests on the show throughout the years. Some recent ones include singer Nora Jones, actress Sarah Jessica Parker, and reporter Anderson Cooper.
C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me.
Today, versions of Sesame Street are broadcast in more than 125 countries. And Sesame Street has worked hard to deal with important issues. In 2002, a puppet named Kami appeared on the South African version of Sesame Street, which is called Takalani Sesame. Kami is known as the first HIV-positive puppet. The aim of this puppet is to teach about the spread of AIDS in the country. This is not a subject that many media programs have tried to explain to very small children. In South Africa, over 5 million people have the virus, including hundreds of thousands of children. So, the Kami puppet was created to help change social beliefs about AIDS and inform people about the virus. In Egypt, Sesame Street is called Alam Simsim. The program has a female puppet called Chocha. She loves learning and is always asking questions. She was created to be a role model for Egyptian girls. She expresses the importance of girls going to school and working hard to learn. More recently, Sesame Street launched a version of the show in Northern Ireland called Sesame Tree. The show has two characters, Potto and Hilda. It takes place in a large hollow tree. The show aims to teach children about acceptance and respect. This month, visitors to Union Station in Washington, D.C., could learn more about the different versions of Sesame Street around the world at a special exhibit. The picture exhibit helps explain the cultural differences behind Sesame Street's many productions. The words of one of Sesame Street's creators are written on one of the images. They explain the goals of the show. Joan Gans Cooney says that Sesame Street producers do not pretend that a television show can solve the problems of the world. But she says they believe it would be a terrible mistake not to use these influential tools to contribute to the answers. We asked one person at the exhibit what he remembers most about Sesame Street.
It helped teach me how to count and read. And I also loved how they integrated like the human characters with the Muppet characters. It kind of helped me live in like a fantasy world as a child.
Another person we spoke to had a different experience.
I didn't really think about it as like an educational program. I just really fell in love with the characters. My parents always tell me that I loved Big Bird.
No program about Sesame Street would be complete without presenting some of its most famous songs. Here is Mario Ritter with more.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash.
That was I Love Trash, sung by the ever unhappy green creature, Oscar the Grouch. Sometimes Sesame Street characters sing by themselves. Other times, famous performers sing with them. For example, here is Johnny Cash and Oscar the Grouch singing Nasty Dan.
Old Nasty Dan was the meanest man I ever knew. He'd stomp and scream and be real mean the whole day through. He'd frown a bunch, he ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh.
Well, I'd like him.
He'd growl and yell and I heard tell he never took a bath.
Wow.
Nasty Dan.
Nasty Dan
was a nasty man.
Yeah.
Hard to understand. that Nasty Dan. Now Nasty Dan was a nasty man the whole day long.
Good for him.
He'd go where he could and he'd try real good to make things go wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd jump for joy when a little boy would trip and fall.
Really mean.
And the only words that he ever said were, "I don't like you at all."
Yeah, right on.
And
many of the songs have an educational message. Here, the group Hootie and the Blowfish sings with Elmo. They tell children about the importance of holding an adult's hand to cross the street.
When you're on the corner and you want to cross the street, there's one thing to remember before you move your feet. You need a little help from a grown-up friend. We'll cross the street together. Take me by the hand.
Oh, oh.
I am here for you.
That makes me feel good.
And I will cross with you.
The hip-hop group, the Fugees, has also performed on Sesame Street. Here is Just Happy to Be Me.
Hey, yo, the B's for beneficence.
And the C's for commitment.
And the D's for diligence.
What about the E, the F, the G, the H, the I, the J? I'm in my PJ. I'm drinking OJ.
Yo, the big city, just like I pictured it.
What?
Millions of people rushing around real quick. Each one's original, one of a kind, unique.
That's
so
right.
Kick back and listen while L Boogie speaks. Not trying to be different, just doing their own thing. So come on, everybody, clap your hands and sing.
Yo.
With another favorite by a character who appeared on the first episode of Sesame Street. Here is Kermit the Frog singing Bein' Green.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things.
I'm Doug Johnson.
Our
program was written and produced by Dana DiMage. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder, why wonder? I am green. And it'll do fine. It's beautiful. And I think it's what I wanna be.